Ladies and gentlemen, hailing from Long Island, New York, the best wrestling podcast in the world, Joseph Crush, Nikki Noodles, Bad News Canali, and Nick Jersey, the Wrestling Journal Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 76 of the Wrestling Journal Podcast, brought to you by WrestleBuzz at WrestleBuzz on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Jeez. At WrestleBuzz with three Z's on Twitter. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. It's Joseph Crush back again. Another Saturday. Wait, who is that? Is that Nikki Noodles? Holy son of a B.
Back.
Welcome back, bro.
Thanks for having me back, guys. I had to face my suspension like a man, and here I am back.
Hopefully we can cue the Eric Bischoff theme music in here.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Better than ever. All right, guys.
No need to edit it in. All right, great. Nikki Noodles, what's going on? How was your hiatus? How was Miami? How was time off?
I mean, it was good. It was a good time away, and It's even better to be back. Put it that way, fellas.
You know, we give out free paid vacations here all the time. So, you know,
I haven't taken a vacation since 2018, but cool.
Okay. Well, then you're due for one.
Got responsibilities.
Speaking of NJ3, the professional, how's it going?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back, Nick. It's nice to see you.
Always a pleasure.
Don't wait for that long, because if you do that again, that'll be the last time you do it. So. And I promise you that.
As the head of HR, I'll be sure to note your next vacation request.
Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me.
Yeah, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, Noodles, but you probably didn't.
I had heard from numerous sources. I got ears and eyes everywhere, fellas. I know what went on.
But so, as your punishment for being out 2 weeks, you have to
two.
I think it was 2 weeks.
That was three.
Felt like three. You have to get
even when I'm here. You don't think I'm here.
You have to now live on the podcast. Get on your knees and acknowledge all of us.
Oh, as your fantasy baseball champion, I think I'm the one you should be acknowledged.
Oh, baseball.
Baseball's whack.
It's over, bro.
Not really. It was just be getting me going. You know, all right. I know our teams are out of it, but it is what it is.
Can't forget about Bad News Tom Canale. Sorry, Tom. What's going on, buddy? How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. What's going
bad
on?
News.
Welcome back, Mickey Noodles. Welcome back.
Thanks, Bad News. This is good news seeing you, I'll tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
Tom's got a pretty big day for himself today, I'll tell you that for sure. He's a happy man. Yeah. DC fandom.
Well, Halloween.
That too.
Halloween well, that kills. Too. But I you know what? I think he prioritizes Batman over Michael Myers, if I had to guess.
Not when he's in my house. Okay.
He's not in your house right now.
Boy. Well, you never know. You don't know what's going on here.
You have those posters in your house?
I do.
Okay. All right.
If you're a listener of the podcast and you didn't know already, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you can download podcasts. If we're not on your specific application that you want, let us know and we'll get on there as soon as we can. If you are on Apple, please leave us that 5-star review and rating. It's greatly appreciated. ProWrestlingTees.com/WrestleBuzz, where you want to support us directly, buy the shirt. We have one shirt out. Working on the podcast shirt coming soon. Doing my best. Takes a little time. So right now we have the WrestleBuzz logo on there. That shirt is available. And WrestleBuzz on Pro Wrestling Tees. It's a good thing. NJ3, Nerd Focus. What's going on with that?
You know what, Joey? The summer's over, right? It's hard to believe. Summer's over. The fall is here. It's flannel season. Mm. It's pumpkin spice season. Wow. But you know what's never out of season? Nerd Focus, all right? Because no matter what time of the year it is, you need a pick-me-up. You need energy. You need to think. You need to act. The reason why Nick is back today is because I finally dropped off his new 12-pack of Nerd Focus on his front stoop, and he popped it open, and he drank it. He's here. He's ready to go. Nerd Focus, that is that energy drink. It's the all-encompassing drink. It's what you need to get you through your days. We drink it. We love it. We want you to drink it. So, as always, use code ND20 at checkout and order two or more, and you get free shipping and 20% off. And you know where you can find the link? Right in our bio, right in our link tree. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life, honestly. Super, I mean, technology is blowing my mind, right? I mean, we have CGI, we have people coming back to life, and we have a link tree. Just go to it, follow the link tree, buy some Nerd Focus, drink Nerd with us.
Absolutely. Did you say
people thanks for dropping off that new pack, man. It's the only thing that maybe recovered from that Miami Heat.
Did you say people coming back to life in the end there?
What?
Yeah, I feel like I heard you say some people coming back to life, CGI, people coming back to life. I don't know if you realize.
Well, I mean, you know, like when they do, like when they had the concert recently.
Oh, like holograms.
Yeah.
I just thought your Nerd Focus is bringing people back to life. I was like, this is
no. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of groundbreaking things. You know, holographic people doing concerts.
We're not there yet.
Almost.
We're
not there yet. I mean, if you watch Halloween, you'll see that some people have come back to life many times.
Yes. Shout out to Michael Myers. Paper Champion Fantasy Wrestling done right. DPaperChampion.com. All right. So I said it last week. Still in sixth place. Still riding. Still going. I think NJ3, as of right now, I checked, you are in second place currently. Took a little dip. It's okay. It happens. Bad news to hold down that middle of the pack, that mid-card.
Mid.
You're the IC champ, I want to say. Yeah. Maybe. You never know.
Nothing wrong with consistency, fellas. Nothing wrong with consistency.
You're the workhorse, man. I'd like to think of us as our own little faction within Paper Champion. So I'm like, I want to say I'm like the blood feud guy. NJ3 is the champ, the heavyweight champ. And then Tommy's the mid-card champion. If only we had a cruiserweight. We do here on the show.
Check the scale. I don't know about a cruiserweight.
He's like, he, remember when... what's his name was on 205 Live, that big guy from NXT,
Odyssey Jones.
That's like noodles in the cruiserweight. Yeah. No, just kidding, bro. You ain't that big, man. Come on. But Paper Champion is the best, the only fantasy wrestling on the planet. It's phenomenal. Ran well. It's fun. It keeps us interested in the product. And every pay per view, we get to fill out a sheet of predictions for winners. Things happen in bonus questions. It's fun. It's a good time. Check it out on thepaperchampion.com. Shout out to our boy Eric James. Okay. Boys, this week was a little interesting. Not in happy stuff happening in the ring. So I just want to go right into the hot topic. The whole counter programming thing, the tit for tat between AEW and WWE this week. As announced last week on SmackDown, they were promoting a supersized show for this week. We know the move is happening to FS1 because of the MLB playoffs, and they wanted to add on an extra half hour running through to 10:30, commercial free, might I add, to probably boost ratings for the loss on Fox, not being on Fox. So I think Tony Khan took that as a direct shot because he literally came out and said it was. So it wasn't like I think. Yeah, I know he took it as a direct shot. And he had some things to say. If you live under a rock, you don't know. He basically came out and said, just acknowledging the on Twitter, like that night, just acknowledging that Vince is going through onto his show, competing directly with him. He has more money than him, blah, blah, blah. All this shit just came out. It was nonsense the whole week. I don't know personally if they did the extra half hour to go against Rampage on Friday last night. I think the move to FS1 kind of just their numbers from the past show that they take a nice little dip when they move to FS1. So maybe it's just been to keep the ratings up. I'm not sure. But I do know I love the back and forth, the banter. Nikki Knows, welcome back. You're up first today.
I like it lead off. I'm fine with that.
The back and forth, just to start with TK. Well, not, I guess it was kind of Tony on his own, really. Vince doing it in a booking standpoint, Tony responding on Twitter. Do you like this as a fan, not as a, let's not think that we're employees of the company. We're not going to get upset here, but like, do you like the back, like the acknowledgement of each side?
I do and I don't at the same time, right? Okay. I mean, for me, like, there's aspects of it that I do really, really enjoy, with the fact that, right, at the end of the day, that type of environment, the back and forth, shot for shot, can only help us as fans, right? Competition, creativity, bringing out the best and everything is something that I hope that comes out of this, and that's something I look forward to. I think we all do, right, at the end of the day. Who doesn't want to see characters take risks? Certain wrestlers maybe get opportunities they might not have gotten in the past. And that's what competition does. That's what anger does. That's what frustration does when you keep getting shot for shot. But on the other side of that, I don't like the childish shit, right? These are grown-ass men, right? A lot of the wrestlers can, I think I like it more from the wrestler standpoint, kind of going at each other more so than I like ownership doing that, mm-hmm. right? You're supposed to be professional. You're supposed to be leading the way. Every time something happens, AEW thinks it's like a personal attack, personal shot, this, that, and the other, in my personal opinion. And I think it's enough of like the baby shit already. Like at the end of the day, you guys try to have, AEW tries to hammer WWE constantly all the time. And WWE does one thing that might be just doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And they think it's like the world's going to come to an end. Like you eventually, when you keep poking the sleeping bear, they wake up. So let's see what happens out of all this.
Yeah. So you said, all right, so the back and forth there, I get what you're saying. I think Tony could take advantage of him. He's
a new kid on the block. He's fresh, right? He's got all these, he's got the new fans that he has and their demographic, and they're good at what they do there. But he's constantly catering to that set of, those specific sets of groups, and not so much how WWE does it. Different, it's just different. They just operate totally differently.
Yeah, I hear it. On top of the Tony stuff with Vince, Roman Reigns came out with a statement this week.
My boy,
It was pretty interesting. I got the quote here. Well, it's a lot of quotes. But basically, kind of just hinted at what you said, Noodles. Like there are different products. He had an interview with Complex. He was basically asked if he sees AEW as competition, and he doesn't. It's such a long quote here. I can't even like read the whole thing. It would take up the whole podcast. But basically, along the lines,
he worries about himself, and he does his shit.
Yeah,
plain and simple. They focus on what they do and what they do well. And they don't worry about, which they could say they don't, but I'm sure at some part of them, everyone worries about what's going on, right? Your competition. You always keep an eye on it in some parts of you. But at the end of the day, they focus on their task at hand and being the best for what he does. And he views himself as the best in the world, and he's not wrong.
He basically said the WWE is trying to connect with everyone. We're trying to connect with the mainstream. We're trying to pull in the casual fan. We're trying to engage with the new viewer while also servicing to our hardcore fan base and give them the compelling stories to fulfill them as well. I don't know if I've said it before, but I've said it before. When the audience is probably the biggest character in your show, that's strange to me. So that point kind of stuck out to me. It's like, he's not wrong.
He's certainly not.
So I don't know. I mean, Roman coming out and saying something's a little, Vince ain't going to do it right directly. So someone had to say something. And I think it's pretty cool to see Roman come out and kind of, if he's defending the company, if not, then whatever.
He certainly doesn't dodge questions, and I like that.
Yeah. He goes on to say that he's the best in the world. Like he is the best in the business at doing all this. And then they actually asked him about CM Punk too, in the same interview. And he basically said he's old. He got his ass beat in UFC. I think the question was like, would you ever see yourself working with CM Punk down the road? Is that something you'd want to do? He's like, if it presented itself and the money, I mean, like the fans wanted it and people wanted it, then he would do it, of course. But he's like, I don't think it's that believable with a guy that got his ass beat in UFC. He's 200 pounds soaking wet. He lost a step. He's like, I'm 265 pounds. I'm 6'3". And he's like, that's not really believable. I was like, damn, dude. The guy went
basically said, I'm better than you.
Yeah. He went up and in on him. Let's say that.
So Roman taking shots this week. That's what I love.
I love it when the wrestlers do it. Yeah. I enjoy that aspect. I don't do it so much when owners do it. I just think it's just a different element.
Yeah. we ain't done there, boys.
We're just beginning, I think, at this stage of the game.
Well, with what I'm about to say here too. maybe not the name you'd think, but Top Dollar came out this week taking shots at without saying names, probably the Young Bucks, talking about people wearing shoes on TV and that they wear Vans and other shoes in real life. It's just they don't really, I don't know. It's about shoes, man. It was wild. The Young Bucks came back at them or at him, put a new bio on Twitter saying they have spent more money on shoes than the whole NXT roster. Top Dollar drops the diss track. It was, the back and forth is incredible here. And if you can't find it funny, if you can't laugh at it and you're flipping out and you're getting upset on Twitter, go home. Just get out of here, man. This show ain't for you if you can't enjoy this.
Joe, are you going to drop any Top Dollar bars here, or you're going to let that ride?
I could throw it in there. It's about a minute and a half. You can find it on Twitter. Shout out to Top Dollar. No one hotter than Top Dollar. He was trending on Twitter. He just got trending.
In the top 10, right? He was in the top 10 trenders. That's pretty good.
I saw 20 at the time, but he may have been top
20.
Yeah. Still,
you're trending. I thought it moved up. Yeah,
you're in the top 30. You're good. NJ3, I want to get your opinion on this. Just in general, the whole back and forth this week was pretty loaded with Tony, the booking, Tony Khan putting shit out on Twitter, Roman saying this, Top Dollar and the Young Bucks. As fans, we got to enjoy this, right? I think it's healthy for us as entertaining.
It's about time that WWE acknowledged AEW in this kind of capacity, no matter if it was, you know, saying you're going up against them for ratings, that they're going to finally beat, you know, one of your main shows, whether it's, you know, Sneakergate 2021, like whatever it may end up being. I think it's fantastic because I hated the fact that WWE didn't acknowledge AEW because they should. Because they're the only they're the biggest professional wrestling company in the world, AEW. WWE is the biggest sports entertaining company in the world. So it's about time that you acknowledge that. And no pun intended, because at the end of the day, competition is exactly what both shows need. Because then we thrive and we win. And when they kind of have these little feuds and they're kind of made public to us and we kind of get, you know, we recognize it, it just gets us even more excited to see what's going to happen next. It makes you want to tune in even more, no matter what the show they're going to put on. You never know the little, you know, inside joke or shot they're going to take at each other, or seeing what's going to come out of diss tracks, this and changing Twitter bios here and all these things. I love it. I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I think it gave us, if you want to think, it gave us maybe not directly to us, but it last night on Rampage, Tony responded with SmackDown in the extra half hour by doing a buy-in on YouTube, and gave Bryan Danielson versus Suzuki, which, I mean, listen, full disclosure, like, we're not super hardcore New Japan fans here. We've said that before multiple times, but it's a dream match to a lot of people, especially that hardcore fan base. So for what Vince did, whether it was intentional or not, it brought Tony out to do this match. Granted, it wasn't on television, but to do this match because of that is what we like. That's what we should enjoy as fans. Now we hope that it works the other way as well, where Tony does something and it makes Vince give us something crazy that we had a feeling we were going to get Brian versus Suzuki at some point, but like not this soon, or maybe not in that degree. Now, could you argue? I thought it was maybe I don't want to say stupid, but not the smartest move to put it on YouTube. I'd like to see that on the national television, because we just talked about before we recorded here, none of us saw it. So
yeah, that's why
I just read it. I read about it.
Like, to me, I read about it as well. But like, to me, like, putting that type of match on YouTube, I ain't going to YouTube to watch it. Bro. Yeah, no. Just not doing it. I ain't doing it. If it's on TV, there's a good chance I might tune in for sure. But going on YouTube, but that's to me, that just doesn't make much sense. But whatever.
I feel like it was almost like a wasted Rampage with those three matches that they had. You know, Ty Conti, Santana,
pay-per-view quality stuff, right?
Like, those are some matches I want to see. Like, I want to see. And the fact that it ran on YouTube, on where there's just so much pressure wrestling. And it's crazy, because why not run a YouTube show on Wednesday when we didn't have Dynamite, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to giving us 2 hours on a Friday where one's on YouTube, one's on TV, and then you also have Supersized SmackDown. So if you're looking at it, you're thinking about 4.5 hours of wrestling on a Friday night. I mean, I watched Rampage this morning when I was getting myself all together. I'll go back and watch YouTube later when I get a chance. But like, I was like, Wednesday was the perfect time to drop a YouTube show. If you really wanted to, that's when I think you should have put it on. And you could have still ran Dynamite on Saturday.
I think for spur of the moment, it was a pretty cool thing.
It's cool to see like a reaction. It's cool to see them do something like, all right, you know what? Fine. We're going to give you Brian Danielson and we're going to give you Tay Conti and we're going to do this kind of show too. And it's great. But I just wish that I 4.5 hours on a Friday night, man.
It's a lot, dude.
That's a lot.
I heard him.
That's a big time match just to throw away with him. I got you. That really didn't really get anybody.
Yeah. I peeped in. I sent you guys a screenshot last night. I wasn't, again, I work at night, so I wouldn't have watched anyway, but I peeped in just to see the viewership. I think it was around 9:40, which is like the middle of the start of the Brian Suzuki match. And it was at 89,000 live viewers on YouTube, which is granted for a YouTube thing. That's a good number to have. Like we're not looking at a normal number for like TV ratings, but 89,000 people watching it on a live stream is good for a YouTube live stream. But like, it's still, you could have had a lot more on TV if you had it on TV. So again, spur of the moment, I heard him on Busted Open this week, and he said he wanted to give one of the best weekends for wrestling fans in a long time. So I guess we're getting, because we had that last night. If you watched it, you watched it, you enjoyed it. I heard really good things about it. And then tonight we get Dynamite. So it's cool. It's a weekend thing. Granted, we're at an age, us personally, where we can't always devote our time to wrestling on a weekend, but it is what it is. I get what he's trying to do. It's appreciated. Vince's extra half hour on SmackDown was Becky versus Sasha. And then the contract signing with Brock. And so like Brock, it was funny, the comparison. Tony put, it was Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns on the TV. And then on Rampage was Ruby Soho versus
the Bunny.
The Bunny. Like, I don't know. Like,
don't you ever put the Bunny down. Ever.
When Brock said they were the beard and a man bun, I could put it down whoever. Especially that old man Undertaker.
Hey.
Just a throwback.
Say it to his face.
I would. I did. I was 30 feet away from him when I said it to him.
You were also 30 beers in.
what were we like? Were we row two that time? Like we were row three.
Row three.
Oof, good for us.
It was an interesting week for us the social media interactions are insane. First of all, no one in AEW holds anything back. Which is, I kind of like that. I know it gets kind of like ad nauseum every week. They're talking about WWE, but when you get the big dog, the tribal chief, when he comes out and says some shit, I love that, man. I love that. Top Dollar, one of my new favorite wrestlers now. Like, I wonder if Vince appreciates shit like that. Like, I wonder
it
if Vince.
Rolls.
Hell yeah.
Top Dollar is going to be Roman's new challenger next week.
He's going to be the new fucking champion. He's going to beat Roman. Whose response was better? Roman, you just did an interview. Top Dollar put out a diss track. He's got the belt. We'll see. But not the only juice that came out from AEW this week. Apparently, last week there was a photo taken of Tony Khan at the Jaguars game. With a sheet of loose leaf on the back end of his notebook, and the internet does some crazy fucking things this time in our lives.
This time of year,
they zoomed in. They saw it looked to be a leaked or what he had planned for full gear, and I'm not disappointed at all if that's what the case is. If you don't want to hear, if you didn't see it, and you don't want to hear a potential leak card for full gear, give us 10 minutes and you can fast forward through.
Sure, it's going to be changed now.
That's what I wanted to get into that. So I'm just going to read this off quick. What was on that loose leaf and what they depicted off the loose leaf. We got Cody Rhodes versus either Malakai Black, Andrade, or Miro, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. The Young Bucks versus Jurassic Express. Great. I mean, it's a great match. Yeah, Adam Cole versus Christian. Cool. Makes sense.
Yep.
Thunder Rosa versus Jade. Yes. I like that. This one really stuck out to me. CM Punk versus motherfucking Wardlow. And I'm all about that shit. Especially because I, you know who I saw circled on that match? Shout out to Wardlow, son. So I don't know if he was circling winners or just like, I don't know what that meant. We don't know what he means. Like he's a, but that would be fantastic. MJF versus Darby, which we have a feeling was going to happen. The Inner Circle versus American Top Team, which we thought we kind of can read that. This one, though, interesting. I don't know how they do this. It's not that much time left until the pay-per-view. Mox versus Bryan Danielson. Very interesting. Now, going back to WWE days, like they've, I'm sure they've fought or whatever. I just don't like.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't remember. Like, I don't, for whatever reason, I can't remember them. Like, I have to.
Mox has been gone for a long time, dude.
Yeah.
So and Bryan was only just came back more recently, you know?
So did they ever really, I know like the Shield and Team Hell No stuff, but that was really it, right? Like, I don't know.
I
mean, I can't think of like a time where it was like a legit like one-on-one, but I mean, they've had their in-ring work.
Yeah, no, but I like to get a one-on-one like.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Big stakes match. Yeah, I can't recall. Yeah.
And then of course we know the main event already, Hangman versus Kenny, but Tommy,
happy birthday, Kenny, right? I think he just turned 38. I don't know if it's for sure it's today or yesterday or something like that. 38 years young.
Wow. Good for him.
The cleaner.
Tommy, listen, if anyone's going to see this leaked and change it on the fly, it's TK. So we're not guaranteeing this is going to be the card, but just from what we're seeing, what we're hearing, this is huge.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, anything, what would you like that? I mean, Punk versus Wardlow, I'm biased here, but anything that sticks out to you that you love about this card?
I mean, obviously the Punk Wardlow would be very cool to see. I'm really interested in the Adam Cole Christian. I mean, obviously I think Cole will go over, but it should be a very cool match. But the card you just went over, man, I mean, that's a great card. I mean, if it's true, if it doesn't, you know, change or anything, I'd be very happy with that for full gear. And, you know, obviously the results, we don't know, obviously, you know, but I wonder if he did that like intentionally. I mean, who knows with this guy, you know what I mean? Maybe he did, like, he knows, you know, how the fans are, you know, with stuff, but I mean, it's just, I mean, for that to be the card would be freaking awesome to see. And it just, it should be a win for AEW. I really think, and who knows, maybe certain people come and make a debut, who knows, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, so it's a very good card.
So I do apologize. There's other things on here. It said on the bottom here, there's no one listed next to Britt Baker's name, which I didn't realize. So she's obviously going to be on the card as well.
She should be on every card ever.
Yeah, I think FTR versus the Lucha Brothers was the other match, which is literally all I want from that tag team division. And then that was really it. Everything else, I mean, that's Mania shit right there, dude.
Yeah, amazing.
The TK, if you're listening, man, invest in a folder or a 5-subject notebook. Keep that thing closed. All right, for all of us. Thank you.
But he did, you know, he was on, he was on Busted Open the other day, and I took a listen to it, and he acknowledged it, which obviously we knew he would. He's that type of person where, like, WWE wouldn't even, like, they'd act like it never happened. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And, so then run it out play by play.
And run the show. He's like, so Tony's like, listen, he's like, I love what the internet does. I think this created, he's like, basically said, this created like a buzz for us. And it's great. He's like, it's literally my notes. Like we know what the main event is, Hangman versus Kenny, obviously, but he's like, I was just writing stuff down. He's like, nothing set in stone. I was like, okay. So we'll see what happens. How about you worry about the Jaguars too, brother? Okay. And your fucking coach. Okay.
Getting live dances from people in steakhouses.
he's unfaithful, man. So,
Urban's a wild card.
Nick just bought his new, he bought an Urban Meyer's jersey.
I just bought the Urban Meyer headset for when I play Madden.
It's just funny to get sports updates and it's a Shad Khan and it's like, I know him. Someone, not really know him, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like weird to get like that cross reference, whatever. I just thought it was cool. I mean, like, just to see that card, it's not a letdown by any means. So I'm excited for that. NJ3, no TLC this December. It's
okay with it.
Yeah, me too. It's not being reported on any scheduled events for WWE. We know We're getting day one, the new pay-per-view on
I love that. I love that too, a lot. Man.
I like recovering from a hangover and watching wrestling. So
nothing I love more than just like on New Year's Day when there's like you just chill and then you tell me you got a nice pay-per-view I can enjoy. Oh, I'm all for that.
The honeymooners and the wrestling pay-per-view. It's fantastic.
I normally go Winter Classic hockey game and then I don't really watch.
Well, what time is day one? I'm sure it's probably more in the evening time, right?
Think
about that day. That's a nice day.
I might take on the hair of the dog and just keep drinking. Who knows? I'm not gonna.
Hey, there you
we'll see
go.
What happens.
New TV for Joey. Running 2-3 TVs over there.
Gotta.
WWE isn't extreme anymore. They clearly weren't in their pay-per-view. Yeah. TLC is a thing of the past. I know they made it famous, but it's just not their thing. And to be quite honest, they might as well just focus on better storytelling, better wrestling, and putting pay-per-views on times that are conducive to their fans. So I love the fact that I love Saturday pay-per-views. I think they're so much better than Sundays. And I love this idea of this day one pay-per-view. Like, let's kick off the year hot. I love it.
Now, I hope they, like you said, they're losing their hardcoreness. I can't even think of a word to say.
Yeah, like, they're not even. Yeah.
Yeah. So to have a sole pay-per-view focused on that is a waste. You hope maybe like how they're doing the Hell in a Cell at Crown Jewel, they take away Hell in a Cell. They take away the Elimination Chamber. Just have those one of those matches on a separate pay-per-view.
That would be cool. Like, don't give me a show that's called Elimination Chamber. You know what I mean? Because then it feels like you're forcing it and you're not making it special.
Yeah. You're putting in like six people in that match that maybe four of them don't even really qualify as a potential champion.
WWE's as PG as Nick on a Saturday night. So let's be quite honest. There's nothing more vanilla about WWE right now with their extremes.
When Nick goes out to dinner with Morgan, he gets a Shirley Temple that's it.
And she gets a beer.
Yeah. She gets a beer. So,
oh my goodness.
So I hope this is a trend going forward. I hope they cut down the pay-per-views and they put more into the weekly television. I don't know if this is a sign because you think about it, like, all right, so they're getting rid of the December pay-per-view, but January 1st and then the Royal Rumble. In the same month, so they're double.
Oh, they definitely took a beat down for Extreme Rules. That wasn't extreme in any way. So yeah. they haven't been hardcore, and that word hasn't been thrown around WWE in a long time.
I'm pretty sure it's one of the banned words. Can't say.
Oh, it's got to be
that and professional wrestling. What a weird concept.
Man,
let's ban those words. We're a wrestling company, but we're not going to use the word wrestling.
Well, let's throw millions of dollars in a WrestleMania type pay-per-view into Saudi Arabia, but that's not here nor there. Another hot topic this week. We're just a lot of stuff flowing. Bray Wyatt, right? Me and Tommy's guy, but I think we all love him here, right? We all respect. We love Bray.
Appreciate him.
Appreciate it for sure. Some things coming out this week on reasons why he was released. This is coming from Andrew Zarian of the Mad Men podcast, who's been pretty reliable as of late. So I'll take this maybe not with a grain of salt, but with like a bag of salt, if that makes any sense. I don't really know how to put that. But without
a pinch of salt?
Yeah, a pinch of salt. Yeah, not a bag. Too much. Just a little pinch, like a salt bay. He basically came out. He has a source within WWE or close to that said reasons for Bray being released had along the lines of him being really difficult to work with. His weight was an issue, and also the financials as well. So, I mean, you kind of understand like who was more difficult to work with. Like Bray wanted to be a little more in touch with his character, him being more a little more responsible with it, or Vince trying to run it to the ground, which they did. So maybe if you would have listened to him from the beginning, it wouldn't have been a shit show on how it ended, losing to Goldberg, the Hell in a Cell match, et cetera, et cetera. Bray, after there's been a lot of talk about Bray recently, I think because the 90 days is coming up. And Bray, after this thing came out, had tweeted and put it out on Instagram, a post of The Fiend and him saying, Don't worry, I'll feed you baby birds. So I don't know what the fuck that means. Is that him like basically soon enough he'll feed us like the right information, his side of the story? Is it a in-ring tease of some sort? So I don't know. I want to see Bray again. I miss him. Whether it's in a podcast or on like Jericho's podcast or on wrestling TV, I just miss Bray. Nikki Noodles. Nothing really new. Like through the times Bray's gotten released through this whole time, I mean, we've heard things, nothing really shocking here, but just any opinion on what we've heard yesterday with this whole thing.
From what the report said, right? I guess at the same time, it makes plenty of sense, right? For years, we've all sit here in bewilderment, pounding our heads, throwing shit, and unfathomable reasons why you felt like he was treated the way he was, right? This man is a creative genius. He's incredible at what he does, what his characters that he brings to the table, the promos that he cuts, the things he has to say is special. And for the longest time, it always seemed like it was wasted. And you have to wonder at some point, maybe he got tired of just everything that he brought to the table, which was far better than everybody else's, constantly being put down and not appreciated. Maybe he got a little difficult to deal with at the end. He didn't want to do what Vince had to say. He wanted to do his own thing. I mean, we could speculate all you want, but there's two things you can't argue: that the guy is a genius. He's as an incredible performer, but also at the same time, he was disrespected for far too long. In my personal opinion.
I mean, it's not your personal opinion. I think it's everyone's. I hope, he's the type of guy, and maybe I'm biased here, but he's the type of guy, if he came out and like bashed everything, I wouldn't be upset. Like we hate hearing the bitter stuff, but I think all right. So like everyone else is
just
like,
don't think he would do it though. Seem like the type of guy he is or has been ever.
But like every other story is like, it's all behind the scenes, underutilized stuff. Like we literally watched Bray lose to fucking Bill Goldberg in a horrible match quickly. And we saw what happened in the Hell in a Cell match. Like we witnessed it as fans. A lot of other stuff happened behind the scenes, and more happened with Bray behind the scenes as we're finding out. So like, I'm kind of okay. Like we kind of lived it with him, and I'm kind of okay. I'm bitter too for him. He's like the one guy that I wouldn't give a fuck if he came out and said some shit. But I don't think, like you said, I don't think he will.
He'll let his actions do the talking.
That's what I'm saying. Bring it into your new character and like do it there. Like whatever you do next, Impact, AEW, whatever you do, I'm gonna watch. And I hope you just wherever he goes, they give him, because the dude's smart, the dude's super creative. We know it. Just let him ride with it. So wherever he goes, I hope they do him right. Pay the man good. And we'll see what happens. Okay. Enough of that stuff. We had wrestling this week as well.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Cool.
Now, Raw.
That's where I was sitting here. I was like, why am I sitting here if we didn't have any wrestling?
Raw was, whatever. It was a normal show for me. They're in this transition mode where nothing really matters to me. I'm sorry. I love Big E, but it's just like, I'm whatever. So him and Drew tagged against the Usos. We're not going to sit here and discuss it. It was good. It was fun. Made sense. Him and Drew are fighting at Crown Jewel. You have that stuff. Woods over Ricochet was a really good match for the King of the Ring tournament. Yeah, very fun. That. I think might have been the highlight of the night for me. I think it's everything I would have expected out of them too. And I think it just keeps showing them. I keep saying it. I want to see Woods in like a legit singles run. Nothing against Kofi. We've seen the tag team so long. I'd love to see Woods do something on his own for a while.
You might get that based on some other, happened that night.
We'll see. So, Jinder beat Kofi.
That was interesting.
Yeah. That's the modern day marinara.
No, Maharaja.
I don't want to talk about the Queen's Crown tournament. I just don't. There's really no reason to talk about it. It's a joke.
It's a joke. So, yeah, it's embarrassing what they're doing to the girls. It's just straight disrespect. Yeah, so.
They went lower than AEW treated their women for the longest time. It's fucking sad.
So that's that. We could just acknowledge Shayna went over Dana and do drop beat Natty, whatever.
Figures and figures.
NJ3, you said something before, something else happened that night that could depict Woods going on a singles run. Was it just Kofi losing?
Just Kofi losing.
Okay.
You know, just Kofi losing and Woods getting a little bit more spotlight in this mm-hmm. King of the Ring tournament, I think is going to be exactly kind of what you want. I know it's going to culminate at Crown Jewel. I know we'll probably get into SmackDown of some sort, but you know, he has, he's going to have, I think, a good one-on-one match at Crown Jewel.
Yeah. You think so? Okay. We'll get into predictions. We'll have to include those two matches in our predictions, but,
yeah, we will. I don't want to, you know, jump ahead too much, but that's what I was referring to.
Of course. Just sticking with main roster stuff. We had SmackDown last night real quick. Finn beat Sammy to advance and, Zelina beat
Carmella,
but I heard it was really fast again.
Average time of match 45 seconds.
Yeah,
not one woman's match went like longer than 3 minutes. I think.
In a while. But that's just
how do you have a Queen's Crown tournament when you can't even have a 5 minute wrestling match? It's so bad. Yeah. It's almost like I'd rather you not even have it.
And if I were the girls, I would literally go to that,
are you kidding me? Yeah. They're gonna give it 2.5 minutes and they're gonna be fully dressed.
They hate women.
I mean, obviously dressed, but you know what I mean.
I don't even think it's gonna be a minute long.
They'll have hoodies and sweatpants on because they're not allowed to wrestle in Shayna's
gonna yoke someone up in a quick chokehold and it'll be over within 35 seconds.
And she'll be the queens. Yeah. And I mean, listen, she deserves to win it, to be quite honest.
I agree. I don't disagree.
It should have been a little bit of like a, you know, slight challenge. That would have been kind of nice, make it a little believable.
Then we'll get, like I said, we'll get into predictions. Doesn't Zelina winning kind of worry you a little bit about who's going to come out on the other side?
I mean, I'm worried about the whole tournament.
Yeah, but like, just we've been riding on Shayna. All right. So like at the end of all this, we're like, all right, the matches suck. They're short. But like Shayna's going to come out and win. But I'm like,
sure.
Is she now though?
I mean, you know what? You're right. Is she? You know,
she did show up with Sonya the last night. They have that's something going on over there.
Right. I mean, you know, Shayna is the queen of spades, right? And she might as well be the, you know, the queen's crown winner. Like it kind of goes with her moniker a little bit.
It does, but it makes too much sense. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, but that's sometimes you just fall into that a little bit. Yeah. They get lucky to fall into those. It makes too much sense kind of predicaments because listen, if you have Zelina win in some sort of crazy roll of fashion, I mean, I'm not saying that would bury Shayna because I mean, they've done that enough with Nia, with Shayna.
No, but Jerz, I'm not even going that far. I'm saying Shayna still has to be Doudrop on Monday. Just remember.
Yeah,
that.
But I don't. That's no, what I'm I worried know, but about. I don't. I mean, you think Doudrop's going to beat Shayna?
I don't know. That's what I'm. Know, that's why knows, I'm worried, Joey, man.
Joey, if they do, I don't know, man.
We right, son. That's what I'm saying.
That's scary, man.
Nothing against Doudrop, but I can't be confident. No, Queen Doudrop. I'm kind of worried.
Piper.
So. We'll see what happens.
I still can't even believe the name is Doudrop.
And then she does a dance.
Yeah, the dance thing is really... Vince loves that shit, dude. Are you kidding me? this is fucking fantastic.
God, put him down.
Give her a crown. Call her a queen. So, that was that. Brock made an appearance, we know, that the extra half hour. He came at the end. I thought he's got some mind games going on with Roman and Paul. If you didn't see it, they had the contract signing. And he signed it without looking. And Roman kind of laughed it off. He's like, what are you doing? Didn't even read the contract, you idiot. He's like, oh, I did this morning with my advocate, Paul Heyman.
That was great.
Yo, Brock's the man, dude.
And look at Paul's face, man. Amazing.
This is like, I wish, again, like,
I just wish his voice was different, man. Brock's voice.
That's why it's the best. I love it.
He's fucking great, man. It's just when it comes out, man, it just doesn't. It's just weird.
It is weird. Yeah. It's funny. I just love Brock, man. I love him. I love Brock. I love Roman. Lesnar, yeah. Man. This storyline just really, really, I mean, you wish it wasn't just thrown together. Like, it was not that it was thrown together. There was plans to do this. I think they just kind of reacted a little quicker than they should have.
That's Saudi Arabian money that they pay for these pay-per-views. They made that happen real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Right.
Yeah.
The Saudi Arabian guy wanted, I heard he wanted Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan on the show.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know if that's possible. And the last time they were there, he wanted Yokozuna and fucking The Undertaker. It's like, guy, yeah, I mean, One, they're both dead, technically, yeah. I guess, if you want to call it that. But Jesus, man. Wild stuff. Undertaker's dead because it's the Undertaker. I wasn't saying he's dead.
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, I just want to make sure people understood. Jersey gave me like dead eyes. I was like, what? Did he understand what I said?
Okay. He was doing the Undertaker rollback over there. Yeah,
Jersey, I mean, I hate to do this to you, but because you just gave me some hot takes before we got on the show. NXT happened this week. It's, I don't know if it's your bit. I think you gave it up for adoption. I think that's what we did here.
It's hard, dude, because like I get what they're trying to do, right? And when you're trying to put something brand new out there, right, you're going to stumble, and I'm fine with that. But some stuff is like almost, I feel like, elementary booking, right? Braun Breaker, we haven't seen enough of him. Okay, he's going to get a title shot. We know that. Fine.
He's going to win, too.
We get it. He's probably going to win at this point. But why do you have Joe Gacy wrestling Ciampa to get into the match? You know for a fact that it's not going to happen. Why not have Joe Gacy wrestle Braun Breaker and say Braun's like, no. This is my title match. You're going to go through me if you want to try to even attempt to get into this match. We needed to see Braun one more Braun. I feel like I'm saying like Strowman's name. You need to see him in another one-on-one match before this match. And you know what you're going to get next week? You're going to get a tag match with Breaker and Ciampa. I mean, talk about like 1992 booking right there. Like, I mean, there's like, what are we doing?
It's like Raw, though.
We're going to put the opponents together in a tag match before Halloween. Like, no, man.
They do that shit all the time.
You want us to love Breaker? You needed to have him crush Gacy. Crush him. To prove that he is a legitimate threat. The only reason why we feel he's a legitimate threat, in my opinion, is that he's the hottest thing that they have right now, in their opinion, going because of his look. And they want to make 2.0 everything 2.0. 2.0 champions. We got another 2.0 champion later that night we'll get into, which was probably the best part of the whole show.
Yeah.
Harland, the debut of Harland was horrendous. He looks like Gene Snitsky 2.0. There's no reason they should have shaved his head. His hair and his like and his physique and his body made him look like a Lesnar Jr. or like a super, like a, if you watch Dragon Ball Z, like a Super Saiyan. Like he looked like great. You shaved his head, now he looks like a freak.
I think that's what hurt him is the not hurt him, but I think the common comparison to Lesnar, like they don't like that. I think they want to make their own guy. If they're repeating Lesnar again, then
they repeat everything.
I know.
Why would that matter?
I don't know.
To take a line from one of your boys, Joey, stupid. Okay.
Don't he was one of my boys. I'll admit that, but
not anymore. Yeah.
But have have you ever seen a champion wrestle a match to qualify for his own championship match?
No, that's what I'm saying. Does it make sense? It didn't make sense. Like, why would you have to beat Ciampa to get into Ciampa's match? When you already said, like you have to beat Breaker to get into the match, to be added to the match. That's backwards booking. That, Joey, come on. I know you're trying to. I know you're trying.
Yeah.
And I get it. But and well, Joe Gacy.
Look who's good. Look who's running the show. I mean, it's not Triple H right now. We know who's down there. So, and look, when you said the tag team match next week, we literally got that on Raw this week with Big E and Drew. It's
same thing.
We know what's happening. We know what's there. I don't know.
And Joe Gacy's gimmick. I mean, he actually impressed me a little bit in the ring. I think his gimmick is very limited to him. It's not going to allow him to really become something bigger the way it's currently doing. It's not doing it for me, at least in my opinion.
Did you like the interaction between him and Harlan though? Rubbing
that was what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What is strange. That? So now Harlan's going to be controlled. Like what are we doing? What are we
it's
doing?
Like Jesse and Festus, like a dog side.
Oh, and that worked real well back in the day. I mean, dude, that wasn't good. Toxic Attraction. Besides what their look is, they ran the same promo again.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they didn't say nothing different. They didn't do nothing different. Yes, they look fantastic. We know that. Absolutely stunning. Put the belts on them. I agree. We'll buy the calendar. Fine. But putting that aside,
we'll buy the donuts. Fine.
We'll buy the donuts. Fine. It's great. But it was the same promo again. There was nothing to it more. You didn't hype me up for it. You didn't give me anything for the go home. the Indy Hartwell tag match with Sarray. I guess Sarray got already bumped already right down because she's considered NXT 1.0. That match lasted all 4 minutes. That was nothing. That didn't do anything for me. I mean, come on.
What about, so what, let's end the show with, not this show, the NXT show with,
well, that was the best part. That was great. Yeah. It was a surprise. It felt like a cash in. It was special. Carmelo Hayes is your new NXT. North American NXT champion, however you want to, you know, say it. That was great. That was great. The match between, Swerve Scott and,
Santos
Escobar was great. And then you insert him in like a cash in format. That was super exciting. I didn't see it actually coming, to be quite honest. But when I saw the contract on the floor when they were attacking Legato, I was like,
I didn't know it was a thing he could do, to be honest. But I like that.
I didn't know
it
either.
If that's what they're going to use as a thing going forward, is like that tournament gives you, it's like a Money in the Bank style tournament, like
that's cool.
Where they can, I'm all about.
Oh,
that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's cool to know for the future. Like you said, so just to counteract what you've been saying about NXT, I see Gacy as like guy that I'm going to let, I kind of like what they're doing with. Like I don't mind the Harlan thing. I think he looks odd, but I think that's the whole point. He's supposed to be like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, but that doesn't put championship like contender, in my opinion, Harlan. Like I feel like they're, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. We got the guy we thought Parker Boudreaux was going to be is Bron Breakker. Yeah. And now, not that I knew who Bron Breakker was going to be, but that wasn't their plan at all. With what we saw from all these posts from Parker Boudreaux this past year after he got signed, looked like a fucking genetic freak, this former offensive lineman from UCF, and looks like Lesnar. It's not happening. So I think I'm shocked the way he looks. It's not ideal. I think we could have got the next big thing, quote unquote, but, I'll see where I'm more of the, I'll see where it goes before I ship it out. So, but the Carmelo Hayes thing I thought was great. I think
you can't have one good segment all show. I mean,
I absolutely agree. I 100% agree. The rest of the show is not memorable to me. So it was just those two things that kind of stuck out. I had tweeted out that it was pretty clever. It's not really that great, but we got swerved. Watching Swerve get swerved.
Nah, that's super clever. You did it. You did it. That was more exciting than the first hour and 33 minutes of NXT. Yeah. That tweet.
You know what I did just buy though, right? An NXT 2.0 hoodie.
Oh God.
Gotta support my brand, dude. Yeah, gotta support my brand, bro. Bron Breakker's
you took advantage of the sale though, right? So
20% off. Come on. Yeah.
As long as you took advantage of the sale, I'm okay with it. I'm not as bad.
All right, so
you're giving full price money, I'm gonna be pissed off.
This week, every week on the show, we're gonna come back to you for NXT breakdown. We know you're the NXT guy, and hopefully I'm gonna try to be the positive side and maybe try to persuade you and try to bring you back in.
I'm very positive. I'll take on that challenge. I'm not Nicky Noodles. I mean, Nick is he is as negative as Nancy can be.
And that's why,
for me, you know, I'm not negative.
And that's why it's a fun thing to see you get. It shows how much you care too. So I understand.
I do a lot.
But yeah, a little too much. Real quick, Rampages last night. We got Crown Jewel predictions coming up right after this. We talked about Suzuki and Brian Danielson on the buy-in. NJ3, you watched the show. How was that six man? I really want to know what Junior Dos Santos looked like in a wrestling ring.
You know what? He looked like a UFC fighter, right? He looked like he knows how to fight. They put him up against Jericho in the first interaction, and it was smart. Good because he was pummeling Jericho in the corner with some good punches. He looks the part. He looks fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, he's ripped still. He looks big. He has a presence about him. You want to see him and Hager, you know, get around, and they did. And they were throwing some punches. It's almost like they were squaring off. Like they were kind of like, you know, like when they test each other, like when they're in a UFC ring or any mixed martial arts ring. Cause there's a lot of promotions. I don't want to stick with one. They had that interaction. Hager put him through a table with like a Uranagi, which was awesome.
Really?
Dos Santos had Hager up on his shoulder, slamming him around. Like, to be quite honest, they played it right because you have Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky, who are legit wrestlers, who carried the match, but allowed Dos Santos to have his moments to look like he belonged there. And they booked that really right. And, you know, shout out to Hager and Jericho and Sammy for really, you know, putting on, doing their part. Like, that's how a six man has to kind of go, right? You know what you're going to get out of the professional wrestlers. What are you going to get out of DeSantos? He definitely didn't, in my opinion, miss the mark. He looked like the part. Good. And dude, he took a table spot. That's awesome, man. Like, we as wrestling fans respect you coming into our you know, our house, and you kind of playing by our rules. That was legit, man. And then I never can pronounce his name right. Jorge Masvidal.
Masvidal.
That running knee that he hit with Jericho, looks like that's going to be his, dude. It was beautiful. And then you got the American Top Team to get the win. Like, that's the perfect way to continue to build this feud. Like,
so they won.
Honestly, they won. And it was in a perfect fashion, because I think Jericho had Scorpio Sky and a lion tamer. Masvidal, you know, Paige Van Zandt distracted Aubrey.
She's been a natural on TV, dude.
Yeah, very natural.
Very natural.
Sure. Flying knee right across, boom, you know, Scorpio for the win. And then they beat down Jericho. And then you bring in Santana and Ortiz, you bring in the full inner circle. Dude, that's how you reunite them. It's, you know what they need. They're like, well done. Really well done.
Wow. It's a shame we didn't get more AEW this week. Talk about positive. A lot of negative.
Tune in tonight, I guess. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. Dynamite. All right, boys. We got Crown Jewel next Thursday. We're not going to record before then, so might as well get the predictions in now. Pretty stacked fucking card here, boys.
It is a pretty good card.
It's a legit card.
Yeah. Very, very excited. It sucks it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. I am home for a little bit, so I'll be able to watch it. I go into work at night, so we'll see what happens. But I'm just going to – it's from what Wikipedia has here, it's 9 matches. So I don't know if they're going to add anything or do anything extra until next Thursday. But I'll just go with what they have here. Bad news. We'll start off with you, buddy.
Sure.
Could be a pretty solid match. Mansoor versus Mustafa Ali. I apologize. What is it? Big match Mansoor, they call him. Who do you got for this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go Mansoor. I think he goes over and maybe goes on a little bit of a run after this. Hopefully, we'll see what happens.
That'd be cool. I think he's like undefeated in all the Saudi shows. Yeah. So they might hold that thing going. He's from there, which makes sense. So I'm going to stick with Mansoor as well. Nicky Noodles, who you got, bud?
That's an absolute lock, Mansoor.
Mansoor's a lock of the night. Who would have thought that? NJ3, you got, bud?
The Mansoor streak continues. He's 3-0. 21-0 is not too far behind.
Imagine he runs that. He's fucking crazy. Good stuff. All right, so the Queen's Crown Tournament, like I said before, it's not complete yet on the semifinals.
Bathroom break.
On the semifinal side for Raw. But it's Zelina Vega versus either Shayna Baszler or Doudrop. I'm going to go just with what we've been saying the past few weeks. Shayna's going to be Doudrop. Shayna's going to beat Zelina. Shayna's the Queen's Crown Tournament winner. We've said it before, it makes sense. Runs with her nickname, Queen of Spades. So hopefully they go that route. Nicky Doodles, who you got, bud?
Shayna Baszler all the way.
Running through people.
Running through it.
Yep. NJ3, dare you talk about it?
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, I know that she's going to get no time to really showcase, but she's going to look in dominating fashion. She's going to be the Queen's Crown winner, and I hope that leads to a really strong singles run, because they need her in the main event picture on SmackDown. They do.
Absolutely. Bad news?
Yeah, Shayna all the way.
Okay. We'll stick with the tournament side here. King of the Ring tournament finals. We have Finn Balor versus either Jinder or Xavier Woods. Nicky Noodles, who you got, bud?
Oof. It's a tough one. Yeah. I'm going to go. I feel like Finn's going to win it.
Wow.
I'm going Finn.
All right. Interesting. I like
solid it. Pick.
Yeah. NJ3.
I mean, it's definitely a solid pick, but I'm hoping we get a Finn Balor Xavier Woods final, which I think we're leading up into, because that was going to be a great match. But to be quite honest, I think Xavier Woods needs it. And I know that's been almost teased the whole time and how he wants to be the King of the Ring. Yeah. When I think of Xavier Woods, I think of King Booker. You know what I mean? Like, I think of like that fun, that funny, exciting, like Xavier Woods,
Francesca,
charisma everywhere. Like, dude, he is polarizing in all the best ways, in my opinion, back from his previous, you know, videos he's done. But I think I think this would be really cool to what you didn't like that?
It's fantastic.
Thank you. I really think Xavier Woods could have like that King Booker type run, and he can just have a lot of fun with it because that's just got his character. And the best part of it, he's actually a good wrestler. It's the craziest thing. Yeah. Making the King of the Ring actually a legit good wrestler.
Real quick though, any of you guys hoping for Xavier versus Kofi in the finals? Because that's what I was really wanted to be.
Yeah, I mean, the way they lined up the brackets, they wouldn't allow for it. You know what I mean?
So I know, for Xavier to get his own run by, you know, beating Kofi and kind of going on his own little thing.
But then I feel like that's always like a tease of like a breakup. I think they were trying to stay far away from that. You know what I mean?
No, I get that for sure. But that's, I mean, it shouldn't, they don't have to play it that way. You know what I mean? Like they don't have to, but
they acknowledge on every show that they're the greatest tag team in WWE history. They acknowledge it, that the New Day is the greatest tag team. So I think that they're really trying to kind of keep that, and that merchandise sells. You can't break
them. Oh yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So,
all right, cool. I respect that. Bad news. Who you got for this one, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to go Woods. I like to see him.
So it's just like a crazy thing because like all three of these guys I could see winning the tournament. Jinder being like just having that, his nationality and stuff, it kind of like for him to win that there. But you also have that good feeling from like Mansoor. So I don't really know how they want to run that. Finn has the Prince gimmick. So like Prince into a king. I think Tommy may have mentioned that last week or something like that, or someone brought it up in the podcast or to me personally. So that could be a thing. And then Xavier Woods has the whole thing he's been running for however many years now that he wants to be King of the Ring. So it's a tough decision. I'm going with Woods here. I think we'll go over Mahal, and I think him versus Balor would be a great match and him taking the crown, but I wouldn't like be super I mean, I don't know if I'd want Finn winning it. I don't think he needs to be the king unless it's like he comes out as a demon, like the king demon. I don't know if they could run with that, if it would even make sense, but could
he be was cool. A demon king, right? He was the demon king for a little bit.
Yeah, you never know. So you know, it can go either way here, but Woods all the way here. I hope he wins for his sake, like personal sake too. All right, what do we got next? RK Bro versus AJ and Omos for the Raw Tag Team Championships. NJ3, we're going with one.
I really hope this is the end of the feud. To be honest, it's gone on for a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm going RK Bro. I mean, they drafted them to Raw on purpose. And they didn't draft Randy Orton and Riddle. They drafted RK Bro as like the team. That's how I took it. So I'm going RK Bro, and I hope this is the end of it because I like to see AJ kind of get like a little run. You know, it would be kind of nice.
He's been wasted for a while now.
You know, the tag thing was good for a while. We know that WWE is not good with their booking of tag teams. They can't really do a lot of that. So I think it's time for them to, you know, finally lose and for AJ to kind of go on some sort of singles run and for Almost to do his little thing too. They can still do it together, but not as a team, not as a tag team at least.
I feel it. Bad news, who you got, bud?
Yeah, okay, bro. I think they go on a nice little run with it. And like Jersey said, definitely free AJ from the tag team, let him do his own thing for a little bit.
I agree. I think RK Bro wins. I think it's just the end of the feud, and that's it. I think I don't know.
Yeah, please.
Unfortunately, I don't know if they move AJ from Almost. I mean, keep him together, but I think I don't think Almost is ready. I don't know if he's ready to do his own thing, man. I think he needs AJ,
still. And that's fine. But just don't do it like an attack team step away from the title picture a little bit and let them get a few. I mean, dude, Big E's a champion now, which is great. You know, it'd be kind of cool to see AJ and Big E at some point.
That'd be great too. I definitely want to see that. Yeah, RK Bro for sure. Noodles, who you got, bud?
Bro.
Bro. Okay, fair enough. What's wrong with that? All right, next one. Who we got? We'll go Bill versus Bob here. Bad news.
William and Robert.
No holds barred match. I forgot there was a stipulation. I apologize. No holds barred. Who you got, buddy?
I mean, I'm hoping Bobby, but I think Bill wins it just for, you know, the whole, you know, he's coming for his soul, whatever the fuck he said, you know, because after the whole shit that happened at SummerSlam and that nonsense. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be Bill.
He literally said he wanted to kill Bobby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I was like, Jesus. So like, all right.
Pretty interesting the way they run things on these shows. And then out of nowhere, Bill comes out and says, I want to kill somebody. I have no problem with it. But like, just be consistent, man.
Skittles and Snickers might have a problem with it as a sponsorship.
They might. You never know. I'm going to go with Bill just because Bobby, I can't see Bill losing this. And I assume it's one of the guys that the Saudi dude wanted on his show.
Yeah, exactly.
And if he doesn't go over, what does that do? I don't know.
He'll get stuck on the plane for mechanical reasons.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to go with Bill. Nicky Nunes, your boy, Bill. And another
Willie G. Willie G for sure. And Gage Goldberg will be the next Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, God.
He's going to start. Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about it. All right. NJ3, finish us off here.
Gage Goldberg. Stop it. Absolute garbage that comes out of your mouth that you spew. It's going to be Bill Goldberg, but I think it's actually, and you know how I feel about having part-timers go over full-timers, but I think for this particular feud, now that the title's off of Bobby, I'm okay with it being Goldberg winning this one, because sure. I think we might see a third and final. And it'd be actually kind of cool to see like a third and final if Bill Goldberg wins this match and then Bobby wins like the next one. And maybe it could be some sort of like retirement match where if Bobby wins, he retires Goldberg. And that would be some cool little thing to kind of put on his resume.
Yeah. You would love that, right?
Oh, I would love it.
I said it before. I'm okay if Goldberg's here, if it's not taking the title off of somebody.
Yeah.
And this is fine. Sure. So
this is a good feud. I'm good with this.
Like,
this
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I just don't want any, I just like we've seen Bill wrestle recently and it's not just one Bobby getting hurt, man. That's all I care about. I don't want my guy.
Yeah, true.
It'd be a 2-minute match anyway. So yeah.
Well, 2 minutes of that's 120 seconds, Thomas. That's a lot of time true. For someone to get dropped in their head.
That can get chaotic.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're all going with Bill here. Hopefully everyone comes out of that match safe. No offense, Bill. Just haven't been good lately. Next one up. Let's see. Becky versus Bianca versus Sasha for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This may be my lock of the night. It's got to be Sasha, right? Like, she's the only one on SmackDown. It's for the SmackDown Championship. Like, why wouldn't? Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy. I want to see this match. I'm excited for a triple threat. Just doesn't make sense to me. Unless they've run something after the match where, like, Charlotte and Becky or Bianca trade the I don't know how they do this.
Well, I was just going to say this to you, Joey, and let me go second if you don't mind.
Sure.
Is all right, fine. Sasha wins, but then Charlotte's also the Raw Women's Champion on SmackDown.
SmackDown. I know. That's why I'm like confused.
So now you have two titles. So to be honest, you need someone to a Raw superstar to win the title.
It's not.
You know what I mean? But then at this. Show. Yeah.
Mm.
I know.
So maybe someone from Raw comes out of this and then they do a little swapski. It's
and they have two have two Raw people there.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I didn't even think about that. Maybe it's not a lock on the night. I'm still going with Sasha though.
No, I mean you could see you like that, Nick, right? Like how you get him with some logic. He tries to be all like fucking hot with that glistening beard. And I'm like, yo, pump your brakes for a second, B.
No one gets more giddy than Joey. We know this.
He loves getting giddy.
Sasha did go over last night, though, on SmackDown.
Yes, she did.
Joey, you're overthinking this, Joey. It's Becky, all right?
All right. I'm going with Sasha. I got to steal my guns. All right, you took Becky. NJ3, who are you going with on this one?
It's got to be a Raw superstar, so I'm going to go with Becky. Because I think we're not done seeing Becky and Bianca yet. I think we're going to get them one more time in a one-on-one.
Okay, fair. Bad news?
Yeah, I'm going Becky, and I think they'll do what they did a few years ago. With the just swap the belts, so like, oh, we have to, you know, so that's what I think is going
to
happen.
To be honest, I think they might just change the instead of calling them the Raw and Women's SmackDown champions, like almost like the Universal and the World Heavyweight, just acknowledge it as like the Women's Championship.
Yeah.
You know, I think that maybe that's a cleaner way of doing it versus just handing over belts like they did with the tag belts a couple of years ago, because that was stupid.
That was dumb. Yeah.
Want to trade? Okay.
Yeah, that was
like, yeah. Come on.
All right. Next one up. What do we got? Let's see. Big E versus Drew McIntyre. WWE
did Nick give his opinion?
He said Becky with a lock.
Oh, okay. Becky with a lock. Oh, wow.
So we got Big E versus Drew, WWE Championship. I forgot where I left off. I'm just going to go with bad news in this one. Who you got, bud?
I'm going Big E.
Yeah, I mean, Big E for sure. Noodles?
Big E for sure. I love Big E. That's my guy.
Love Big E, yeah. He's big.
He's beating the Big D.
Yeah, right. That was funny. Shout out to Big. What do they call him? Big Bob.
Yeah,
Bob. Bobby Roode.
Yeah. No one calls you that.
No one ever calls you that. That was fucking funny. Dude.
That was a great skit between all those guys.
I mean, I'm sorry, I'm sidetracking hard right here, but Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler should be on TV way more than they are.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree. Dolph Ziggler is one of the most unappreciated wrestlers ever.
He got that right.
Bro, yep. They can talk in the microphone and they can wrestle. I don't know what else you need to be on fucking television. I'm confused.
It's
whatever.
The weird, they have AEW written all over them.
I don't know, dude. It's wild.
Like,
Dolph's all about the cash, though. So whoever pays him the most, that's what he's going.
He don't give a fuck. Yeah. I think both of them are at that point in their lives where they don't give a shit.
Well, you should. Fuck yeah.
NJ3, I'm sorry. Sidetracked. But Big E versus Drew. Yeah.
Drew's going to SmackDown. It's Big E. Big E needs that decisive win. He got one over Bobby Lashley. Get one over Drew. You'll look like a legitimate champion. And then just go enjoy some, you know, go enjoy your future feuds on Raw.
Yep. Absolutely. The match I'm looking forward to most, Edge versus Seth Rollins, Hell in a Cell. God damn it. I love pro wrestling sometimes. I gotta go with my boy Edge here. I'm not even like looking at the past matches, who won what and what the series is. I just think Edge comes out of this as the winner, just from soul bias. Nicky Noodles, who you got?
I'm going old school with the Architect. He's back. You're taking down Edge.
Architect, dude? Come on. He's not. That's 4 years ago.
I'm just busting balls, but I think Rollins is going to win.
Okay, fair enough. The guy broke into the man's house. I think Edge is pretty heated right now. I saw on Twitter something about pee on the bed or something like that? Or was that some... Well, that actually happened? I don't know. Maybe Twitter's fucked up. I don't really know.
That's
some sick, tweeted that sick out. Dream you had.
I know. I saw it on Twitter. I just didn't. I mean, people were tweeting about it.
SmackDown After Dark over there. Jesus.
Like when Rollins was in the house, he peed on someone's bed. I don't fucking know.
He's not R. Kelly.
Well, the kids weren't home. NJ3, who you got for this one?
The Rated R Superstar. Listen, after the beatdown that Seth's going to get from Daniel and David in real life, no, I'm just kidding. No, I think Edge wins this one. I think he should. And again, this was a fun feud. Their go-home promos were great.
Oh, yeah. So those.
Everything they've done so far the last couple months has been fantastic.
But I think you want to end this on a high note. I think this is the perfect way to end it. You can't go any further than Hell in a Cell. Like, this is where the feud has to stop.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Agreed.
Someone tweeted out last night, someone with a check mark. I forget who it was, so that's why it stuck in my head. But they said,
probably me.
Yeah, it might have been you. Edge is the best promo in professional wrestling. So you can agree. He
drops something on that mic, man. When he holds that mic, you listen.
Yep. And the emotions there, too. That's key.
Oh, my God.
Promo. All right. Bad news.
Can you imagine his pillow talk to Beth Phoenix? How good he cuts that promo before, you know, a little lovemaking?
Hey, you got two kids out of it, so it must have worked. Bad news. Hell in a Cell.
It's a tough one. Yeah, I'm going to go with Edge.
You better. You're damn right, son.
I think it's going to be... I think it might be the match of the night, but, you know. But I think
it should be. I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Nice work, Tommy. Thank you.
All right. Did I miss anything else? No. Main event of the evening. Roman Reigns versus fucking Brock Lesnar in Saudi Arabia.
That's
wild to me. I love it. I mean, I'm happy that they're doing the match, but it's just crazy. Universal Championship on the line. Some people are questioning going into this match. Is this the time? It's not in my eyes, but NJ3, is the Beast coming out on top here?
He's not going to come out on top. Roman Reigns is and always will be the head of the table. And I don't know how they're going to do this finish, though.
Yeah, that's a question.
I haven't figured out in my head on, like, how can they make Roman look strong, Brock look strong, and kind of continue this a little bit further? Like, what has to happen? I do think that somehow, some way that, like, Paul Heyman switches sides again and, like, in some fashion, but I don't know how you do it in a matter of, like, because Brock's going to take the loss, right? Or is it going to be maybe a DQ where Roman just escapes the Beast and then he drops Heyman and Heyman aligns himself with Brock and we get this again, but has to be like a finish. Like, I feel like it's going to be something like that, but I still haven't figured it out.
We're definitely going to get it again. I think definitely going to get it again, maybe multiple times for sure.
Yeah, but I think I'll say this. I don't know who's going to win. Roman will walk away the champion. I just don't know how the finish is going to take place.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that more than anything now because it's like first time in a while we have some intrigue.
Yeah. Like, we don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen, at least. Bad news. Brock versus Roman.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Roman. It's not his time yet to lose.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, Roman's good. Like, I think EJ3 said it great. Roman's leaving with the title. What? How he does it, I have no idea.
Exactly. It's going to be something weird. Absolutely. Yeah. It's not going to be
I can't see like Brock winning on DQ. I think maybe like Heyman throws a low blow on Lesnar or something like that.
Heyman's going to be involved. There's no question.
Yeah, like you can't, it's a different Brock now. It's babyface Brock. Like, we haven't gotten this Brock in a long ass time.
Years.
He could be. he's still a killer, but he could still. Babyfaces lose in weird ways. Like, it's not going to hurt. Brock Lesnar will never be hurt in getting pinned. It's Brock. It's Brock Lesnar. So if he does it,
he's not going to get beat. You know,
like, what if like Heyman, like, he's like, Brock, the chair, and then like, or like he's about to give him a weapon, and then like some Fugazi shit happen. I don't know. We don't see Heyman active that much, so I don't know if that'll happen. But I just
Usos will be involved too. So there's always a wild card there. So
and then
there's multiple avenues.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But Roman he's walking out champion. That's what I'll go with. Nikki knows last one.
Yeah, for sure. The Chief remains champion.
All right. Crown Jewel. This is one of the better cards.
Yeah, I'm pretty jacked up, especially for Thursday. I could watch it during work, one monitor dedicated to, just like Jersey will, and Bad News. And you'll be watching. What time you start, Joe?
I work from 3 to 12, so I'll catch
up. You get most of it, yeah.
Yeah. But how does it feel? You guys be paid. You're going to actually get paid to watch wrestling because you'll be working.
I love it. There's nothing better.
It's a good thing.
Many things better. There's a few things that could be better.
And that would be Toxic Attraction showing up to your house, right?
It's a good place to start.
Okay.
You wouldn't even know what to do. You wouldn't even know what to do if they showed up at the front door.
I would know what to do. It just wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. You would sit there and you would be hiding in a corner shaking like, oh my God. They're so beautiful. Right, where's my buddy NJ3?
I wouldn't be calling any betas over for that situation.
You cannot even acknowledge me without putting the word alpha in front of my title. Don't you even play any games.
Oh man.
All right, boys.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Crown Jewel coming up Thursday. Before we end the show here, we got MVPs as always. And you know who's got to go first this time, boys. Welcome back, Spaghetti. What's up, bud?
My man, Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I respect the hell out of that. That was actually a good pick.
Me too. I like that a lot. Bad news, MVP of the week.
MVP of the week.
Don't take my fucking pick, please, you son of a bitch.
I guess I go with Carmelo too.
All right, fair enough.
I'll go with that too.
NJ3, who you got?
Junior Dos Santos, man, making his in-ring debut. That was legit.
Table spot.
Got to give the guy some credit. Take a table spot, yeah. Take a few bumps. You know, he didn't look like he was lost. That's for sure. And he used it in the right manner.
Yeah. Making sure you get the crowd on your side.
Exactly. Don't put him in a one-on-one where he's going to look like he's lost. No, you put him in a tag match like that.
It's not like you're going to bring Cain Velasquez in and put him against Brock Lesnar his first match by
one
himself.
One on one. Yeah. Right, exactly. No.
No one would do that. Look how long that lasted. My MVP of the week, no one hotter than Top Dollar. Trending on Twitter, getting drafted to SmackDown or whenever that happened. This guy's on top of the world, dropping diss tracks on the young Bucks. Love it. Loving life. Top Dollar is my new guy. He's going to get buried in 3 weeks, so it's okay.
He'll be in the 24/7 title chase. Yeah. Real soon.
Yeah. The Zelensky curse is real out to everyone out there.
Dude, when I thought, all right, I was like, all right, Bray's a lock for me.
It's so bad, Joey. What you do to people's careers, you are the legend killer.
I am. I don't even know what there's a name for it out
there. Randy Orton better be demoted because what you do is you don't kill careers, you kill lifestyles. Well,
all right. So this is, if you're not listening anymore, it's okay. Like, there's not many people here. Probably the show's over. But if you're listening, I have a curse against me. When I like certain wrestlers, they die.
They become unemployed.
Did you guys even realize the most recent one? What's happening?
There's just so many.
The rumors? Cameron Grimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to shave him.
They're going to shave him.
Yep.
And that's because of me.
Yeah.
Joe Gacy's next. Who else is my Braunbreaker's getting pushed to the moon. That's not my doing.
Well, he'll get lost on the main roster. He'll thrive in 2.0 because that's a kiddie playground wrestling, you know, company now. But if you ever went up to the main roster, forget about it.
My only success story is the Rated R Superstar.
And yeah, you were so young to have, you know, killed that career. You can't. You're an adult now.
All right, so we'll go 2015 on.
Yeah.
2014 maybe. When
2012, Joey.
When did Bray debut? Well, let's go start from there.
I think 2013.
Husky Harris. Now, are you? I mean, I think you caused Husky Harris' character to die, though, because you did like him, because you were a big fan of the Ferrari engine with the Mack truck body, whatever it was called.
That was great. I'm just a fan of big wrestlers that could move. Like, I'm just like, Wardlow isn't on TV ever. Like, that's my deal.
So there you go, another guy.
But if
and
he
that's
gets
AEW, and they actually know how to decently book.
If
superstars.
He gets CM Punk at Full Gear and he wins, I'm taking full credit. We'll see what happens. But the Joey curse continues. We'll revisit this as
dude's over the century, man. Picking players, picking
horrible,
wrestlers.
Horrible. shout out to Bull Dempsey.
Who?
Bull Dempsey.
He was one of the originals. He was Mount Rushmore. Joey had him penciled in for Mount Rushmore
I remember Joey and I had like a conversation one day many years ago. It was Baron Corbin and Bull Dempsey. I'm like, Baron Corbin is the guy who's gonna, you know, actually have a career. Oh no, it's gotta be Bull Dempsey. Hmm.
I did like Baron though. I just like both more. They had the feud. That's why it was fitting.
No, because you like you know,
hefty guys.
Sure, that's a nice word to say. I didn't know what else to call it. Well, I thought
don't
I
say any
say
other
it,
word because I'm that
no,
word.
I didn't want to. No. I would never.
I'm right. Sure Bull's out there somewhere. Joey's very thankful that you're keeping the Bull fit alive. I'll tell you
always. I'll get him on the podcast.
He's at Pizzaiola right now, signing free order. And you get a garlic knob with the purchase. Find one garlic knot and you get an autograph.
Just one garlic knot. I even half dozen. That's fucked up, dude. That's really messed up, man. He's Bull fit, so it's definitely whole wheat garlic knot.
That's why it's only one. It's a cheat day.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Episode 76 in the books, boys. Crown Jewel coming up Thursday. A lot of hot stuff going on in wrestling now. It's good time to be a fan. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. As always, take care. Stay safe. Watch pro wrestling.